The Yankees trying to snap a two-game skid, taking on the Blue Jays. What a rookie season Aaron Judge is having so far. Check out where this ball goes in batting practice before the game. We pick it up, 3-0 Yanks in the second. Brett Gardner facing Matt Latos.
Swung on and line to right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Brett Gardner just turned on a pitch and hit the tar out of it. And the Yankees now take a 5-0 lead. And the pitch hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Now Aaron Judge hits his 11th of the year, and the Yankees take a 6-0 lead.
Fly ball, right center. And Judge dives and makes the play. Doing it all.
1-2. Swung on, hit high in the air to deep right center. That ball is going to be high. It is far. It is gone. Brett Gardner is putting on the show. Swung on, there it goes. Deep left field, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Once again, it's Judgment Day. Aaron is judge and jury. All rise. You know, I know Jack Buck said it many years ago, but it's tough to believe what we're seeing. Could he be this good? Is that possible? It is a 3-run home run for Judge. The Yankees have an 11-4 lead.
The Yankees snap a 2-game skid, winning at 11-5. It's the second game this season with at least 5 homers. They had only 2 all of last year. Masahiro Tanaka with the win, allowing 4 runs and 6 and a third frames. As for Judge, 2 hits, both homers, to go along with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. The Yankees' bats took a brief hiatus, but they were back in a big way on Tuesday night. The Yanks snap a 2-game skid, and manager Joe Girardi spoke afterwards.
I mean, it's been extremely impressive. And, you know, along with the power also goes the walks, getting on base and running the bases and all the things that he did, the throw he made last night, the catches that he's made. I mean, he's just been a complete player. Yeah, you know, I said it the other day, you know, I expected him to improve, but I don't think you expect anyone, really, too many players to ever hit 10 home runs in a month and then start to carry it over into the next month. I mean, if you put those numbers together over a year, you're talking 60 home runs. That doesn't happen every day. But I've been really impressed, and he's done everything that we have asked him to do and more. Well, I think you just strictly watch the at-bat. If you separate everything that he's done and you just watch the at-bat, I mean, the at-bat in and of itself is impressive. The fouling off the pitches, you know, I think he ends up hitting a slider finally, being patient, getting his pitch. I mean, that was really important. And I thought it was important because they were scratching back, and we know they have the ability to do that. And I thought that was a big hit tonight.
Joe, the balk, Betances, what happened?
I didn't even ask. I don't know. I got to find out. It's not something we see every day. Guy throwing 100 and it rolled 6 feet.
Aaron Judge, what a season he's having so far. He launches 2 more home runs, and he talked to the media after the game.
It's about location and staying aggressive. You know, a little bit last year I was tentative and didn't go up there aggressive, you know, trying to attack my pitch that I can drive. And, you know, I was more see the ball, then swing, instead of like, I know the ball is going to be where I want it and attacking it. So this year I'm just trying to stay aggressive and use the middle of the field.
Aaron, Pedro Martinez on this side. First of all, let me ask you, how does it feel to be that tall and that big?
It feels normal to me. I don't know.
I'm looking at a graphic right now. It says most home runs in your first 25 games of a season in Yankees franchise history. You have 12. You just tied Babe Ruth, who had 12 in 1921. What do you think of that?
It's incredible. You know, I'm just blessed to be in the situation that I'm in and surrounded by a good group of guys in this clubhouse. And, you know, it's going to be a fun year for all of us.
Brett Gardner with his 4th career multi-homer game. The Yankees win easily, and Gardner spoke afterwards.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you're not getting hits, when you're not getting results, you know, it can be difficult. But, you know, the one thing for me when I'm not swinging the bat well, I feel like I'm always playing good defense, and I'm seeing a lot of pitches and trying to have good at-bats and getting some walks in there and still trying to find ways to get on base. So, you know, when I'm swinging the bat well, that's definitely a bonus. You know, wish it would be like that every day, but you know, realistically, it's not going to be. But you know, that's part of my game. Seeing a lot of pitches, trying to grind out at bats and get on base any way possible. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, Aaron seems to be doing it every night, so just trying to keep up with him. And you know, I think up and down the lineup, not just the outfield, but everybody really contributing. And you know, it's a lot of fun when things are going well. We'll try and keep it rolling as long as we can. And we've been scoring a lot of runs, so hopefully come out tomorrow night and get a lead and win the series.
Up next, the series against the Blue Jays concludes on Wednesday. CC Sabathia facing Marcus Stroman.